Blog Talk Radio.
New intro.
Mob shit, bitch.
Hello?
Yeah. I know you now. But check game up. I'm in the MC phone, double up. Sitting real low, stick in the flow. Oh, the hoe want me to come swoop. Take her for a ride in my blue Lex Lula. But the bitch ain't got no gas, Freddy. So I burnt her like Fast Freddy. Hit me on the first when your mail will come. And maybe we can go to the mall or something.
Heavy ass shit, but a mind. When I make a billion, I resign. I'm realer than $100 bill with the line of crime. When Christmas come around, that's Santa Claus. Santa, do you know E-40? Bet you that nigga say that's my home. We used to purr, grind, churn, grind, grandma, wine, grandma. Kahlua, milk, and brandy almost every day.
Cognac is cool, but I'm on gin. And Santa bought me a new Mac 10.
Click shit and make some motherfuckers unite. Niggas listen to it cause it's right. Cricket twisted, unlisted on the highway. We ride sideways. Yeah.
I'm riding sideways, this way, that'll ride.
Up the bus and roll sideways.
I'm riding sideways, this way, that'll ride.
Hold, hold.
I'm riding sideways, this way, that'll ride.
I'm looking for a better seat.
I'm riding sideways, this way, that'll ride.
This type of shit go thriller.
I'm riding city to city,
city to city,
in the Vitty. So get your toilet paper, cause it's gonna get shit.
Don't get shit.
I hit the highway going east.
East,
22 ounce of the beast.
Yeesh.
I'm playing this game cause the nigga my age me. I met her last night and today she pays me. Wanna know if Beatles she can kick it tonight.
What else?
Only 16, way too tough.
But age ain't nothing but a number. Baby got a head done by Shonda. If you bleed, you get fucked. No, not me. Not bo
oh.
I put the boost down with a 2x4. Every fucking day is a holiday.
Celebration.
When a bitch is acting crappy, that means she's on her.
Ministration.
I be like fucking them up like get that to the highest. Talking most shit than colitis. Struck out in my Cutlass Supreme on a Friday.
Which way we ride?
Riding sideways.
Yes. I'm riding sideways, this way, that
way.
I'm riding sideways, this way, that'll
work.
I'm riding sideways, this way, that'll
work.
I'm riding sideways, this way, that'll work.
See, I'm a hog, nigga. Beverly Hillbilly. Neck bones, sock tails, poking beans, and chili. Just like my nigga Philly. We like to kick it silly. Regurgitate and kick a boot, smooth about the telly. Cause they out there bad, ain't satisfied. Hoes just wanna be pacified. But I can't do no justice cause the justice ain't to be did. Bitch, you're using too much red.
Now I've been on the break, fingers off. Hard top of salt. Line them up, chalk them up, ever lost. See me in the parking lot doing my thing. Love to see my old school dancing around. The popos came and they closed up shop.
Kick it.
Smashed to the hood and we made that hot. You see the shit don't stop.
Stop.
Motherfuckers pop.
Pop.
Seven deuce drop.
Drop.
Tony air shots. Riding through the shit like Racer X. And if a motherfucker flex, break back and neck. Running red lights in the right of way.
How we gonna get it though?
We get it side of way.
Bitch!
I'm riding sideways, this way, that away.
Up and down, saying hi.
I'm riding sideways, this way, that away. I'm riding sideways, this way, that away.
Come here,
little
yo, so Kitchen Radio, Fantasy Football Week 14. Oh my God, what the hell is happening?
Lord, I'm ready.
Brian.
Lord, I'm here.
Yes.
Good out there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so finally, we're finally on. Mike, where are you? Are you there?
I'm right here, baby. Feels like we just came out of a plane train wreck or whatever, all that combined. A plane train wreck. A flying train just crashed.
Man,
and climbing out, still talking sports and shit.
First of all, I got to say thank you to Shannon. She's a Blog Talk Radio live chat help desk, and she really helped us out on this one.
We almost had to talk
this one up. So thank you, Shannon. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, hell no. Okay. It's going to be our best show. We got some minutes.
It's
going to
be the best show. So look, so Brian is in Florida now.
Correct.
Brian, how is it? You're back home, right? Aren't you from Florida?
No, I'm originally from Georgia, but I have family members. Well, I grew up, my whole family. My mom grew up in Miami, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's getting used to it and trying to get buckled down and, you know, trying to stay in one place for a while, you know. So it's weather's nice, you know. You know, palm trees, beautiful women, and sobriety. So can't beat that.
Sobriety, huh?
Hell yeah.
Brian, are you on the beach? Brian, are you on the beach right now in a speedo? Just
no, I'm not on the beach, man, because games start at 30 minutes. But maybe I will later.
Sorry, that's the right
pictures.
Answer.
I do 200 push-ups today,
answer.
You know?
Yeah.
Do 200 push-ups today, huh?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to 500. Miami Wednesday, I'll do 500 push-ups.
So how about them Patriots last Monday?
Oh, man, I don't even want to talk about them damn Patriots last Monday. Demolished the Jets. Like they hit the Jets like they're playing a high school team.
Yep. Yes, they did. That's what happens when you mess with the bull. You get the horns, and that's exactly what the Jets got. You know, I hate to paraphrase cheesy quotes and stuff, but, you know, that's just what happened. I didn't see it going down like that, but sure, I tell you, I was almost kicked out of the bar because I was cheering and the fan he had the TV all day, and it felt great. It felt great. That's what sports are all about.
Check it out, guys. It's fantasy football. It is the first week of playoffs for many people, and for many people, it's their first week of rest because you're not in the playoffs. The big news is the Metrodome in Minneapolis. The Metrodome in Minneapolis, the roof collapsed because of snow today.
Yeah.
And so obviously that game is not going to be there. They're not going to have that finished till Tuesday. So what I'm hearing, I think Brian told me this earlier, they're switching the game to Detroit.
Correct. 7:20 Detroit time tomorrow, yep.
That's correct.
Okay, so tomorrow the game is going to be, but what about, wait a minute, okay, but okay, so the Patriots game, not the Patriots, but the game today, Green Bay in Detroit, they're playing today, and then tomorrow they're just going to have a two-day games at Detroit, and they're going to play Monday night at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They're scheduled right before the Baltimore game, so they're actually going to play earlier. It'll be like an unscheduled, crazy-ass doubleheader.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
You know, you might actually go. Now you're in the East Coast. You could drive anywhere.
Yeah,
like 12 hours to everywhere you want to go.
Brian just jets out. He doesn't care. He'll just get on his speed racer and off he goes.
Yeah, you never know. No, 3 months I'm here. 3 months total.
Okay, let's talk to fantasy real quick, guys.
Sure.
Because I'm in the playoffs. I'm happy I'm in the playoffs. I'm playing my man Brian, Brian Sanford, who is actually he's the commissioner of our league. And I beat him last time, and this guy was so upset that I beat him. You know, I'm one of his only four losses that he really wants to get me back. He's been coming in the chat room. Brian owns Camacho. Brian, give us a call, 714-694-4150 if you're in between jobs. And you're just listening to the radio on your computer. Probably got a triple play and you finished it in 20 minutes and now you're just sitting back for 2 hours. Call us up, 714-694-4150. Let's talk a little trash about today's playoff game. He came at me with Pierre Garçon. I knew Tammy wasn't going to be a big thing. He played Tammy and Garçon on Thursday. And I wasn't too afraid of Tammy, but Garçon went off with like 20-something points. It was crazy.
Yeah, Garçon's an amazing receiver.
I wish he would have had the other guy instead. Peyton's other favorite guy who didn't do anything.
Wayne. You just never know.
Ricky Wayne.
Oh, yeah, God. He's in such a position
my first
that, you know.
Question for you guys. My first fantasy question pertains to my league. Should I play Rob Gronkowski at tight end?
Of course you should.
Or should I play Dustin Keller against the Dolphins? Or Rob
Gronkowski
at
a
Chicago?
That's a good one, Bears defense is top.
When it comes to predictions, they're predicting Keller to get at least 3 or 4 more points than Gronkowski.
You know, the thing is with the Patriots, they have so many weapons. So he might score 2 touchdowns this game. He might score none because he's got so many people to go with. So it's a really much a wild card. And, you know, the other guy, you got to look at him. Is he going to be the main top target or is he going to be, you know, also one of, you know, 5 guys? So it's almost like a shuffle. You can't go wrong with either, but it's just a chance that which one will probably get balls thrown his way more often. So I guess I'd go with that guy. You know,
Dustin Keller, you'll probably get some.
But yeah, Dustin Keller.
Okay, we got a call from the 901 area code. Who is this?
Hey, this is Lewis from Memphis.
Oh, from Memphis. What's happening? How you doing?
What?
I seen you call earlier, man. And yeah, sorry, dog. We was having some technical difficulties earlier. I seen you online, but I couldn't get to you. So how you doing,
man? That's all right. Now, look, I woke up this morning, saw the news, all the snow in Chicago, and I'm in the playoffs. Got a sick feeling in my gut. I got Tom Brady, or do I try to pull something out the hat and get David Garrard? David Garrard is playing in decent weather. You know, this is going to be pretty tough today. You know, and this is where, you know, we'll make my money, right, in, you know, the next 2 weeks. And I'm playing against a guy with, man, he has murderous role, you know. And, you know, with my gut tells me, you know, to go on and sit Brady, you know, because of the snow. You know, the Patriots are going to score, you know, but is it going to be by the law firm or is it going to be by Tom Brady? I think the law firm is going to win in the snow. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, which I got him too in another league. But my wife, you know, she said, don't be a fool. Ride Brady's arm.
Brian is. Let me tell you, Brian is down there in Florida right now. Brian, what's the weather like in Florida?
It's gorgeous.
Okay, so
it's
Jacksonville is
going
to have a gorgeous day.
Yes.
And David Garrard he's proven himself time after time this year, but you know it's kind of hard to sit Brady because he's Tom Brady.
Right. Yep.
And even in the snow, he's proven in the snow that he's still Tom Brady. He doesn't let that stuff bother him.
He lit Tennessee up for 50 points in the snow last year, or year before last. But man, it's in Chicago, you know, winds blowing 20-plus miles an hour, you know, and it's the playoffs.
Playoffs? Mike, you're talking about playoffs?
Mike,
what do you say,
playoffs.
Mike?
What I say, I was just saying that Tom Brady's just way too handsome just to be sitting there on the sidelines. You know what I mean? Tom Brady. So your wife said that part, but yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know what?
I'm running down to my wife, and I'm gonna ride Brady's arm. So
yeah, I would ride Tom Brady.
Hopefully,
Tom Brady, especially in the playoffs. They're not gonna. It's only week 14, so Tom Brady's not gonna slow down until the second half of week 16. So he's going to prove to himself they're trying to get that home field advantage for the playoffs. So they're not going to slow Tom Brady down till week 16. In the second half, he might take a half off or a couple snaps off. But I would stick with Brady. He got you to the playoffs. Let him get you through the playoffs.
Right.
It's going to be...
Garrard's going against your Raiders today, so...
David Garrard, hopefully he's going to have the most terrible day of his season this year. Because he's playing my Raiders.
Michael Vick has the worst game of his life. Against America.
Dallas Kinnis is going to have an amazing game. Dallas is going to win today. I said it. Even though Brian's out, they're going to go right to touchdown choice. He's going to have an amazing game. So if anybody has Tyson Choice, you want to start him at running back today. Because Felix Jones, Barber's out today.
Right. Let me tell you, I felt like an idiot last week. I set Tashard Choice, and he gave
20 points on the pitch. Luckily,
good.
I had these two other guys that showed up big, but still.
Yeah,
he's
going to
be a caliber running back that everybody expects. I mean, Dallas is doing good. But, I mean, getting back to the Tom Brady thing, I mean, they're going to give the ball probably to Ellis Green and Steve Woodhead today. It's going to be a very, very low-scoring game. Cutler will probably throw a couple of interceptions like he always does. But it's going to be basically a lot of defense in both games. I mean, Brandon Spikes is out. I don't know if that's a big loss for the Pats.
That's a pretty big loss. I mean, he's the second-leading tackler on the team.
Tackler.
So, but he doesn't play special teams, so that's not going to affect anything. I mean, it's always a loss when you miss a guy that, you know, that's not going to be in there. And just so that people know, the illegal drugs that he was using was a stick of tobacco. So just so you guys know. That's why he got suspended.
Brandon Speck, former University of Florida Gator, Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
But.
He's the man.
So who else you have? Memphis. What's your name, Memphis?
They call me Lewis, man.
Lewis. Okay, Lewis. Who else you got? Who's your running back today?
Well, I got I got the beast, you know, out of Cleveland. You know, so
okay.
I'm not even worried about
Dayton Hillis.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not going to even call his name. That guy's a god. You know, he's going to kill Buffalo. I'm thinking he's going to put up 20-plus. But last week, I had my little feelings hurt, man. Brandon Lloyd. You know, he's been a monster all season, and he gave 1 point last week. And you know, I'm hoping that was just, you know, just some crap, you know, for 1 week. So I'm gonna ride him again. It seems like with him and Anquan Boldin, you know, whoever I sit, they have a hell of a game. And whenever I start, they disappear.
Man,
well,
you know that happened to me last week. I sat LeGarrette Blount for LT, and LeGarrette went off for 16. LeGarrette went off for 16 points. LT brought me back 4. So this week I'm doing a topsy-turvy, and I'm in the playoffs. But LeGarrette Blount, he's playing. Let me see who they're playing. I think he's going to have another good game this week.
Washington. They're playing Washington.
Yeah.
He's worked out, yeah.
They're playing Washington, and LT's down there in Miami, but LT's sharing, it seems like they went to like a 40-60, like LT's getting 40%, and Sean Green's getting 60% of the carries.
They're actually in New York today.
Oh, they're in New York, that's right. That's why
they're
you're
in New York,
right.
Yep. That's what I'm not
So
that should favor the ground, because I mean, the weather's been crappy in New York, they said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully,
throw at least a couple of picks.
Okay. Well, here's another one. Here's another one from the chat room. TT Warrior. He has Anthony Dixon, Michael Bush, or Hakeem Nicks. He says start one.
I mean,
Hakeem Nicks.
I think Hakeem Nicks.
They're gonna play in Detroit Monday night.
Yeah. That's you know, but I think I heard last night that Hakeem Nicks is probably going to be getting like a pitcher's. He's going to be on a pitch count. He might not get all the starts and get all kinds of snaps, but he will definitely play. Michael Bush is going to be sharing carries with McFadden and
the Run DMC
and down there.
Yeah.
Somebody speak on Anthony Dixon for me.
Anthony Dixon. Dixon's all right, but I just a firm believer, man. Eli likes Nicks, and he finds a way to get him the ball. So if the guy plays 4 snaps, I promise you those 4 snaps that he gets, Eli's going to look for him. And he may play 4 snaps and have 2 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. You know,
that's true.
He's just one of those
guys. Because Hakeem Nicks. You know, and I've had that experience where somebody who's hurt, they come back and you want to sit. And this happened to me with Percy Harvin. He was hurt, so he came back. I said, okay, let me sit him this game, and he went off that one game. You know, so I had 60 points on the bench, and I regretted it ever since then. So I would go ahead, Hakeem Nicks. For that one, TT Warrior. I hope that helps you out. Hope you win your playoffs today.
Yeah,
anybody else want to come
know,
to the chat room? The chat room is open right now. If you want to call in, get on, in on this. We can have up to 50 callers, 714-694-4150. Everybody could talk. Everybody could give us their fantasy football previews, and we can help each other out win these playoffs today. Let's do it, guys. It's fantasy football.
Let's do this, baby.
It's playoffs. Playoffs.
Playoffs.
I here we go to playoffs. Let me give you another one, guys. Percy Harvin is doubtful, but now that they've moved the game to Monday night, I wonder if that's going to change his outlook, or should I stick with Eddie Royal?
You know, I think
who's going to be throwing to him?
I think Percy's still going to be out there.
Yeah,
probably Brett Favre.
Yeah, they're giving Brett Favre. You know, Brett Favre's going to start because he has his like 285,000 starts in a row.
Yeah.
So they're going to at least start him, and then they might bring in Tavares Jackson after somebody smacks him in the back of his head and knocks his helmet off, and then he sits on the sideline until next week.
It's
funny how
he's got three more games.
Out.
All he got to do is start these last three games, and then he could retire saying that he never missed a start.
And then he can come back next season because he can't stop playing the game he loves.
He's
going
to come back to the Miami Dolphins next year. Why not?
Yeah.
No, he's looking to play on Oakland.
They got retires and re-retires. More. I think that's going to be one of the big records that's going to go in the book. Nobody has set more strange records than Brett Favre. And
Brett Favre is a prima donna. But what about T.O.? I had a situation with T.O. versus a running back. You know, you think he's going to burn the Steelers again?
Well, T.O. has actually surprised me more than anybody in the league this year because with him and his VH1 twin on the other side, I thought I didn't think that he was going to actually take over that team, but in the air, T.O. is taking over that team. And if you listen back in the archives when we talked to Adrian Ross from the Bengals, he even said it. He said, you know, T.O. is a catch and get yards kind of guy. Ocho Cinco is a catch and then you blow on him and he falls down. So T.O. has proved it because he has touchdowns after touchdown after touchdown. And Ocho Cinco has tantrum after tantrum after tantrum. So I think T.O. is a good play.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason why T.O. acts the way T.O. acts is because, you know, he wants to enjoy life and is a very confident football player. And for the most part, he's got every right to be the way he is because he is a great football player, you know. So that's why he acts off. But when it comes time to play football, you know, he puts it all on the field, and, you know, as you see the results, he's up there in age, but his numbers are up there with the best of them, and the top five almost in every offensive category for a wide receiver.
Well, that's true, but I'm going to have to channel my Mike Dicker right here and say, cut that out. You know, Jerry Rice never did that. Jerry Rice is the greatest wide receiver to ever play the game, and I'm a Cowboys fan. I hate T.O. I remember what that jerk off did on the star, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, dude, he needs to act like he's been there before. That's always been my problem with that guy, you know. If he's all about me, my show, he's good, and he would be great if he just shut his trap sometime. You know, let the yards and the touchdowns speak for themselves. You know, he diminishes it by, you know, acting like a jerk.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's one thing about the team, though.
Yeah. you're not gonna see when it comes to football. T.O., you might not like him as a person. Think he's got an attitude. He's a little diva-ish, but when it comes to football, he's gonna produce for you. You know, he's gonna try his hardest to produce. You know, and plus his contract says if he produces so many touchdowns, so many yards, then he gets a bonus at the end of the year. So he's playing for that money, too.
I understand that. But
I understand the point of Keogh. It's almost like when he came into the league, when he was just a rookie with the 49ers, he was quiet. He was this kind of humble young guy. He still figured himself out. That's when he was the quietest. And it seems like with every season, his mouth just gets bigger and louder. So I'm like, well, that's Keogh for you. He's like the Shaquille O'Neal of that football. Yeah. That's just how it is
with
that
guy.
Oh, I was just saying he's kind of like the Shaquille O'Neal of football. They both like to talk a lot. Yeah. They're just big time talkers. What can you do?
So let me see. What else we got? We got how do you think Arian Foster is going to do against Baltimore Monday night? Will they shut him down?
Yep.
I would not start him against Baltimore's run defense.
No.
You got Terrell Suggs,
no.
Lewis. I wouldn't touch him.
Tell me if this is a good fantasy playoff move. This is my fantasy playoff move of the week. I'm in the playoffs. Arian Foster is the one guy that I'm thinking I'm scared of. He's got the most yards in the NFL this year. I have nobody playing on Monday night. So this is my fantasy move of the week. We have defense in my league. So we pick defenders. I have a linebacker. I picked up Terrell Suggs to play on Monday night as my final option for Monday night. And so if he could go off, we get points per tackle, 1 point per tackle, 3 points per sack, and a half a point per assisted tackle. So tell me,
I think
you got home run
hitter right
move.
There. That was a hell of a move.
Yeah.
That's my fantasy
football move of the week.
I heard Seth give early before I left the house. He was speaking about Pittsburgh. Say, so, you know, they feasted while we starved. And that's that mentality that Suggs has, you know, that be against the world. You know, he embodies all of that craziness that people talk about. Ray Lewis, you know, Ray Lewis will kill you. Ray Lewis will knock you out. Ray Lewis will do this. But nobody talks about Terrell Suggs. Terrell Suggs is that goon that gets the dirty work done, and Ray Lewis gets the credit.
Ray definitely gives Terrell Suggs his credit, but the media stays away from it.
The media shies away from it. But that's a great move, man. That may very well be the difference between going to the next round or sitting at home with Brian.
Right. So this is my lineup for this week, you guys. This is my lineup. Tell me how it sounds. Drew Brees is my quarterback. I'm playing Lance Moore, Eddie Royal. And then instead of bringing in another running back, I decided to go with three running backs this week. And I'm going with James Starks, the rookie from Green Bay who came out and ripped up 75 yards last week. LeGarrette Blount at Washington. And by the way, James Starks is playing in Detroit today. And then my final one, Chris Ivory. So they just put Ladell Betts on the bench. So Chris Ivory is going to get some more, even more touches.
Wow.
And I'm sitting Ronnie Brown and LT. And LT.
Yeah, Ronnie Brown hasn't been consistent at all. I mean, he's tight.
Ronnie Brown has had over a 7-yard run all season.
Yeah.
Ronnie Brown's on the back of milk cartons in Miami.
I think my prediction for today, it's going to be a huge day for the running backs, really. I mean, it seems to be kind of really cold weather on all the fronts. You know, you see what's happening on the East Coast, kind of all around. I think it's going to be a big day for a lot of running backs, It's going to be a lot of fresh legs, and it's a good day to run. Not the best day for the quarterbacks, I think. The ones that are playing in warmer climates and conditions probably going to have decent days, but for the most part, I think it's the week of the running backs. So if you're starting as many running backs as you can, I think there's a good chance they're going to come out on top.
Right. And what about James Jones? What's that?
I think it's very right on that, with the weather. You know, a lot of teams are going to, you know, go away from the pass, except the Patriots, because Tom Brady's going to throw for 6 touchdowns in the snow. And I'm over that.
Well, you know what? I'm not playing against Tom Brady today, so I'm with you, Lewis. Let's go, Tom Brady. I'm with you.
He's not going to throw 10 touchdowns in the snow. It's Chicago.
All he needs is three. That's all he needs. All he needs is three, and that'll get you at least 40 points, plus whatever he drops off here and there. And maybe you'll get lucky. He'll be on the one, and he'll walk one in for you.
I hope he walks two in. But, hey, guys, I'm getting ready to go in and watch a little football with my father-in-law. And I want to say this before I go.
How about them Cowboys? We're going to kill the Eagles tonight. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling, Lewis.
Enjoy your football day.
Happy football Sunday, man.
I'll call you guys next week and tell you about how I killed him.
Mr. Memphis, is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Okay, he just hung up.
Who you
think?
He hung up?
Dang it.
But you can ask him. He's probably still listening.
Okay, I want to ask him if we've got three to barbecue baby back ribs. Memphis, Tennessee or Texas?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Remember that, Memphis.
Yeah.
Who has the best baby back ribs, Memphis, Tennessee, or Texas? Thanks for calling us. Thanks for calling us, Lewis from Memphis, Tennessee. He's obviously been a long-time listener because he called in earlier when we were having technical difficulties. So, you know, thank you.
That's my old roommate from college.
Oh, that's your old roommate from college?
Yep. We went to college together, Tennessee.
Oh, that's cool.
You guys should have met. Brian's got guys out of the woodwork. He's just like, it's like, yep, that's my dude from Alaska.
We should add him on the Facebook group. That's nobody.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh. Yeah.
we were in the fantasy football league. I own 50 bucks. I got to get it to him.
No,
but,
that's cool.
No,
I mean,
we rekindled our friendship again. So we didn't want to discuss it on the air.
No need to.
But we got the Raiders, Jacksonville.
Okay, we're gonna take a break real quick, and I'm gonna try to call back in on Skype again. So you guys, I'm not gonna mute you guys. You guys can talk, whatever. I'm just gonna play this song real quick, and then I'll come right back.
Okay.
It's Fantasy Football Week 14, playoffs, baby. 714-694-4150. Give us a call right now.
Hey, yo, Adam, what's up? This is Rick Master Mike. I'm calling from Sacramento. I didn't want to hook up with you, maybe on some tracks. I got some shit right here. If you could... My turn's able to a wall ball.
It's
called the Tweet Scratch.
John, nobody can do it like me.
Now we can get stupid in your head. Yo, Soul Kitchen Radio, I'm back in.
You came on with that one, Joe. Oh, my goodness.
Yo, baby.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing about this show, I guess, since we lost some minutes, if you guys have any access to the TV, I think you guys have access to the internet, right, Rick?
Yep, I'm actually following the games right now on Yahoo. On Yahoo Sports, Fantasy Sports. Can you guys hear me?
Ooh, nice play by the Raiders. Wow, look at that
play. I'm not watching the games because I don't have a TV up here, but I'm following the games, and I don't see what's going on. Peyton Hillis just rushed for 8 yards, so that gets somebody some stuff. Man, guys, I hated having that. It was cool that guy called in. Thank you, Brian, for bringing your man on there. Lewis sounds like he really know what he's talking about.
He does. We played in 3 years fantasy together.
Cool. How old is Lewis? He sounds like he's like about my age.
He's 31.
Oh, okay.
He's got 3 kids. You can add him on Facebook, Lou Brownlee.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll
add you. Yeah.
Good guy. If you ever go down to Memphis, he's a...
this is what it sounds like right now in Minneapolis.
No, he's a cool guy. Well, I think the cool thing about this show is now you can watch some of our predictions go down live. It's almost like we predicted certain things to happen and certain things to start. Now we can actually like.
Wow,
like,
Gabe Gerrard on the screen. Gerrard's got nothing, man. Wow, Raiders D is all over him.
MJD, I'm hoping Raiders shut MJD down because I'm playing against him today. You know, so
dude,
they have to
nothing,
shut,
dude.
They have to shut him down. They got to hit him like this.
And Falcons just put on a touchdown, 7-0 Atlanta.
Can you guys hear that stuff?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear the sound effect?
Nope.
Oh, you guys don't hear the sound effects?
No, do you?
No.
Yeah. Let me see. You guys, hold on. You guys can't hear this right here?
I
heard
hear nothing.
Something, but it sounds far away. But I tell you, your voice is the great sound effect to me. So.
I hear Truby masturbating. That's what I hear.
there you go. You got me squared. So. Well, I think, I still stick to the prediction that the running backs are going to have a good day today. I think this is when you're going to see a lot of running backs, maybe a lot of fresh legs. Because, you know, in this snow, it's going to be hard to pass. Although the Chicago-New England game, I think there might be some snow on the ground. So maybe running might get a little slippery. So that's when you're going to see Tom Brady. Might even see a couple tuck rules slip up.
Atlanta scored 7-0 Atlanta over Carolina.
Somebody's at that game.
I'm not sure who scored.
Washington.
Once again,
if you're five-part today.
Oh my God, so wait a minute, Brian. So what happened with this whole thing on this whole Facebook thing on when you were leaving, bro?
Oh yeah, let me tell you what happened. Well, I'm obviously Truby, one of my best friends in San Francisco, he got me in, you know, because I didn't know where I was going to stay. It was my fault, but I ended up staying with this lunatic, and I did not log off from my Facebook. So I was on an airplane, and the plane ride was really, really rough. I mean, I really thought it was going to crash. I never held a guy's hand before, first time. So I was scared.
And you held a guy's hand.
I thought the plane was
going to
crash. The guy next to me, I was like, oh, my God, we're
going to
die.
What are you going to say? I'm finally
going to
try to go gay before I die?
Yeah. No.
That was my last question. I just want to go gay real quick, right before I die.
There was not a girl next to me. I was scared. I was like, God, I'm going to die, you know? It's like, No,
rub his leg?
I mean, the guy's girlfriend was right next to me. What?
Did you rub his leg?
No, I just
say, I think I'm going to die. Let me just rub your leg real quick.
No, absolutely not. No way.
I want to get in the 7 Mile High Club before I die.
Yeah. If I'm gonna get in the 7 Mile High Club, I'm hooking up with
his wife?
One of the girls on the airplane. Too much.
All right, so finish
the girlfriend.
You finish your story. Just leave out the part that you was holding this guy's hand.
I was scared. I was getting into my story, and it doesn't sound right. But okay, so the guy that I used to live with, his name is Calvin, and he is, we never really got along. It's just because he just doesn't like to live the right life, and it was just a tough situation in general. So
he's
he obviously had ad. He's black.
Oh.
But he always tries to, like, he drinks a lot and does a lot of drugs, and he likes to degrade people and stuff like that. And so basically I went on there and said that, the plane ride was horrible, scary, and he wrote it like that. So, I basically had to get the police involved. Supposedly someone handled it. My name supposedly signed off. He hasn't bothered me. And, it really could have really ruined my image because I would never, ever, ever, Truby knows me. Misha knows that.
Did you see that post,
Truby? No, everything was deleted, but
I
heard it was crazy. The thing is, I know Calvin, and I know that he is a little bit like, basically his problem is that he's almost 50. He still has that image in his head that he's 20, and he used to be like a professional figure skater with the Disney on Ice and all that, but he's living in the past, and since it's hard for him to cope with that, he's doing strange drugs and drinking, and trust me, I've seen this man when he's drunk. He's a very scary, strange, possessed man, so I mean, when I heard about it, because he was messaging me too on Facebook, telling me like, hey, look at what Brian just posted, look at what Brian just said about black people, like all the stuff and that. So at first I did believe him. Like, man, Brian is really
nice.
Dan McFadden
just ran it back for a touchdown. 7-0 Raiders. Wow. 69
yards.
Casey
Campbell passed to McFadden for 67-yard touchdown. Touchdown, Raiders!
Wow.
Wow.
McFadden, 67 on board. Raiders are for real, man. I think it's Jackson. Wow.
7-9.
Dude, Jason Campbell would have started against the Dolphins. Dolphins would have lost. Jason Campbell would have been better than Bruce Kropowski. He's sure proving it now.
Raiders scored. I'm watching it right here.
But, that's why I left all that negative energy behind. It's like, but a lot of it, it's like is my living situation and stuff like that, and you pray for him. That's all you can do. I mean, he's really, I hear he's really bad, and he's 48 years old, 50 maybe, I don't know. He's probably not going to be around much longer with the stuff that he's doing.
What's up with Green Bay, man? They're not running James Starks. Green Bay, get James Starks in right now. Well,
Gano just missed a 34-yard field goal, too, for the Redskins. So that makes me happy. I got a 5-game parlay going on today. After
what time did the Jets play today?
4:15.
4:15.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. At the same time. At the same time.
My wife has her brand new plush green, money green, Mark Sanchez jersey on.
Oh God! This is the biggest rivalry.
Oh, yeah, she's a Jets fan. I forgot that.
Yeah, you know the best Monday Night Football game ever?
Miami and New York. I remember that game with Marino.
Yep, Miami and New York Jets. It went in like triple overtime, and it was playing until like 4 o'clock in the morning. They were still playing.
I watched that game. I was doing karaoke that night.
Yeah. What, are you holding somebody's hand?
I was with a girl, Kelly. I left because Truby had a crush on me, and I come here and it's even worse. No, I'm kidding.
That makes sense.
You know, it's I never say never for anything. You know, oh, wow, Blunt's about to go all the way. Touchdown. No, he's about to. Did you start Blunt? He's running one big time on the Redskins.
Yeah. I'm playing him. Let's go, LB. He's got 24 yards rushing right now.
Yeah, he just almost broke one. But, yeah, I mean, it really, like, that comment, like, one of my friends deleted me and this girl I went to high school with, she even, you know, she's like, I was like, I never would say that. And Truby knows me. I've dated African Americans, my best friend.
I was like, dang, I was just with this dude, and he knows who I am, and he knows what I hang out with. Come on, bro.
I was like, why am I getting all these comments? People texting me, and then I go on my phone. I just get off the airplane. I was like, oh my god, dude, this dude. And he's like, he's trying to ruin me because, see, in life, there's always people that try to, you know, bring you down to make themselves better, and that's just the person Calvin is. You know, he's always trying to. Bring people down.
All right, fuck up. We're not talking about him no more. Touchdown, New England. They just scored on Chicago.
They're not scoring. Don't be trying to trick me.
Tom Brady is out for me. Hand in the butt last night. Is Freeman out of the game? Wow.
Why, were you on the same plane ride with Tommy, trying to hold his hand again?
Trying to hold his hand, going, I'm scared. Help me.
Holding his hand.
I think I'm going to die.
Matt Ryan touchdown to Brian Finneran again. Wow. No, Tony Gonzalez. 7-0 Falcons.
Yep,
Brian's the type of guy that's going to want to hold hands with you when he's on the bicycle.
To update everybody right now, Tampa Bay 0-0. They're in the first quarter, 7 minutes left. Cleveland and Buffalo. Cleveland is up 3-0. Oakland is up 7-0 over Jacksonville. Green Bay 0. Detroit 0. Cincinnati 7. Pittsburgh 0. But Pittsburgh has the ball right now. Atlanta 7 with the ball. Carolina 0. If you want to call in, you're just sitting around. You're not doing nothing. 714-694-4150. This is the late version of Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football.
Yeah.
I think this is a good one. We should do this.
We got football up.
It is
kind of
cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I think what you think might have turned into was a disaster as far as us missing 30 minutes. I think it's a beautiful thing because now we actually got live updates, too.
Yeah, now we got live updates.
Truby was trying to go to the Detroit game last night. I mean, not Detroit game. He was trying to go to the Miami Heat and Sacramento game and some prima donna ruined his image, and that really upsets me because he was going to make fun of LeBron. I think LeBron and Truby got into it last night.
I had three tickets, $150 tickets, 10 rows from LeBron's bench, but this kid kind of screwed me over, and unfortunately I missed my bus by exactly 5 minutes.
You said they were free? The tickets were free?
You should have called Rich up, man.
The thing is, it was free for me because I was going to help my buddy sell some tickets because he works for the team. So I'm going to help him sell the tickets. And either way, even if I didn't sell them, I was going to get the free ticket because, you know, if either someone sits in it or no one sits in it. So in a way, no one sat in it. It was supposed to be me.
Yeah. So I did call Truby. As soon as he posted that on Facebook, I called him right up.
Oh, I know.
Are those free tickets? I would have took the day off and went up to that game.
I know. That would have been awesome.
Get tickets down here if you guys want to go. Pretty cheap seats, believe it or not. Tyson played Dallas. But,
I'll be there tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Same seat.
Miami Dallas. Great seats. Jacksonville driving. David Garrard is on fire right now, guys. He's driving down to, I think, 25. Wow, Cincinnati puts a touchdown on the board. 7-0 over Pittsburgh. Could this be a layover after the Baltimore game? Cincinnati, could they pull the upset? Possibly. Drew's back.
You know
to
they
go.
Could because...
Oh, Peyton Hill is rushed up the middle for 5 yards. He fumbled. Kay Williams recovered the fumble and returned it for 11 yards. So Buffalo has the ball on a Peyton Hillis fumble.
He always fumbles. That's the problem with him. He's a consistent player. He can get you points, but he fumbles.
Yeah, it's kind of
Aaron Rodgers is sacked by T. McBride.
I tell you, Detroit, man, they play people tough. Second half, they will usually
they do.
Let down.
They do. They kind of remind me of, like, the – what's the name of that team?
Gerard,
that plays
looking.
The other team that plays the Globetrotters.
Ooh,
and they get a but they always lose. The Senators. You know, the Globetrotters.
Oh, the Washington. That Washington team they always play.
Yeah, the Washington Senators, I think. I whatever the hell they are. That doesn't make sense with you. But, yeah, they always lose to them. And it's like, man. But
yeah,
they put on a good show.
And it seems like they play them every night.
Yeah.
In every city.
Yeah.
They play them every night in every city on tour.
Anyway.
Globetrotters against Washington. Globetrotters, are they going to lose tonight? Wouldn't you hate to be the one
yeah,
team
I
to
get my money on the Washington.
Wouldn't you hate to be
oh,
that
yeah,
one
yeah.
team that wouldn't you hate to be that one team that beats the Globetrotters and then all the kids hate you because you beat the Globetrotters?
Well, there's
ooh,
a trivia question.
By the Raiders.
Do you guys know the only time, one of the times the Globetrotters lost to the Washington team?
When?
1989 earthquake.
In 89
earthquake. Bobby Kelly just sacked David Garrard. Raiders got
yeah,
a punt. Jacksonville's got a punt. Wow.
Tommy Kelly.
The Warriors game.
Tommy Kelly.
What?
Not Bobby Kelly. Tommy Kelly.
I said Tommy Kelly. He supposedly was at the Raiders, or not the Raiders game, the Warriors game when they played Denver. That's what Jeff said. He wanted me to go talk to him.
I heard he was at Safeway buying a sandwich before practice.
Nice. I heard he was. Ooh, what a punt by Osgood! Wow, Osgood, former from Buffalo. He's going nuts, man. I was like, the guy's going crazy. Calm down, Osgood. You guys are losing. Guy's going nuts. He's like made a special team play. He's from Massachusetts. But, I mean, Troops, isn't it great to be a Red Sox fan, Celtics fan, Bruins fan, and Patriots fan? I mean, if these teams just win. Wouldn't you like to be in a city that just always wins?
Well, it's one of those things where you wait for the rewards. I mean, you know, as a fan, obviously fans always tend to notice what other teams are doing from other cities, but you know when your team starts bringing it in, you know obviously the San Francisco Giants were noticing what the Dodgers and the Angels were doing and the A's all around them. But eventually they waited long enough and they got rewarded. So it's one of those things. You know I'm never gonna try to recruit fans from other cities. It's just like you wait, and once your team brings you something, you know that's when you celebrate. You know, so.
We got the Bronco woes. We got the Bronx X woes in the chat room. I wonder if he's a Bronco fan. And I hope they get stomped by Arizona today. Forget the Broncos. It's all Raiders, baby. Let's go. So the Raiders, no return. Raiders got the ball against Jacksonville. 714-694-4150. This is the... What do we call this show? The cut up fantasy football.
I guess we can call this live update.
The live update.
Live update.
Talk a little bit of shit show.
Yeah.
Make fun of each other type shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you gotta make fun of each other. I mean, if you're not making fun of your friends, then you guys are just
that's true.
Weird call.
True. Talk about that good dinner that you had. I mean, God, I saw that dinner and I. Fell in love at first sight.
What happened?
Saw the trip or something. Or,
you got
a
blowjob from a gator?
I saw the food on your Facebook, Misha.
What?
The food on your Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Damn. I don't have the money to buy crabs. It's a family thing, you know. My family, they do like to eat. And whenever they like to eat, I'm coming out of the woodwork. Oh, hell yeah, I'll be there. So there's nothing like good food with good peeps.
All right, we got a call. Hold on, we got a call. Celtics Radio, what's up? Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Soul Kitchen Radio, who's this?
Hey, this is John. How's it going?
What's happening, John? You out here in the Bay Area?
How you know, bro?
What's 707, baby. I see the area code.
I'm going to the game right now.
Okay, you're on your way to the Niner game?
Yep. So, hey, I got a quick question for you. Who do you like between Westbrook and I'm looking between him and James Starks. Who do you like in between those two?
Man, you know, Go ahead.
I totally like Westbrook going today. If he's healthy, I think he's going to light Seattle's feet up. I think Westbrook's going to at least run for like 105, 110 yards. I mean, Alex Smith's starting today, so I think they're going to – I don't know.
I've seen Westbrook has actually came alive like the last couple of weeks, and he's looking like the Westbrook of back in Philadelphia. So I would go Westbrook. James Starks is playing right now, and I'm playing him. I fell into this. This guy did a good thing last week, and he had to do shit today.
Yeah, I got Westbrook in, and I just pray. Look, the two-headed monster. It's a two-headed monster in San Francisco, three-headed monster in Green Bay. So that's how I kind of looked at it. But real quick question, do you guys know anything going on for playoffs? Do you know of any games going around?
What do you mean?
You know, because fantasy games and for a playoff season. Do you guys know of any good things that I know? There's one site to where it's kind of like a suicide. Once the playoffs are decided and you take a quarterback, you can't take that quarterback again, so he's eliminated. So it's basically a suicide player to where in the playoffs, you take a guy, he's gone. Do you guys know any other games going on to where for the playoffs that's kind of fun to play?
I know Yahoo has one, and I've seen their things, but luckily I've made the playoffs. You're talking about for the NFL playoffs.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Yahoo does one, and it's kind of the same way. You choose your team, and as soon as your team loses, that person is gone off your team. So you try to keep going and going and going, and hopefully you get the quarterback that goes all the way to the Super Bowl, and then hopefully he's not your only player. But, yeah, Yahoo, I've done it on Yahoo, and it's pretty fun.
Okay. All right. I'll have to give that one a try. I don't know if you want to. The other one I was thinking of is the Sharks. They basically each week you play a player, but once you play him, so you take Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
You can't play him again. Yeah, he's eliminated. Then you have to go pick somebody else up. So basically, when you're in the Super Bowl, you may not have any players to play because you've already played them other games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a different way of looking at it. Yeah, I've always played the ones where your player is eliminated, of course, when their team loses, and then
hope
you got the players that are going all the way to the Super Bowl, and then you play.
I'll definitely check that out through Yahoo and see how that goes. But go Niners, and yeah, I appreciate the call, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, so you streaming us live in your car on your way to the game?
Yeah, we're right now in Vallejo. We're cruising through Vallejo right now, and got the ice chest full of Dos Equis. Got a big old fat sub. There's a dude there that has literally, he brings a van that has three big screen TVs that he has the red zone all up on all the TVs. So we go down to his place, check out all the games, have our iPhones on, got the game alerts going on. So we're definitely hooked up down there.
Cool, and you got us. You have an FM transmitter where you're listening to us as you're on your way out there.
I'm through Blog Talk.
Oh, okay, you're on Blog Talk. Great. All right, cool. Well, thanks for calling, and enjoy the game tonight, and keep tuning us in. We'll be here again next week.
All right, guys, I appreciate it.
All right, take it easy.
Good luck, guys.
Hey, guys. So that's great. That's another caller in the late nights. We have. Hey, from the chat room, we got the Broncos woes. He says we talked about Chris Ivory. He sat Cedric Benson for Ivory, and what's your guys' thoughts? And you know, I'm playing Chris Ivory today, so Cedric Benson is actually doing pretty good. But today, has he done anything? You guys, you're watching the game.
No. But the Falcons just put up another touchdown, 14-0.
Hey, Broncos Woes, I think you did a good thing with sitting Cedric Benson for Chris Ivory, because I think Chris Ivory is going to go off today.
Palmer's got 55 yards, one touchdown. Ivory's got nothing right now.
No, nothing.
And then he put, look, then he put in here, hey, listen, guys, then he put Westbrook, TD, Vulture,
Are
you guys listening to me?
Sure.
We got a guy in the chat room. He said, Westbrook, TD, vultured by Dixon. I might try GB Dude. Said he had 14 yards and a catch on a PPR, but I'm afraid to get behind if Bengals start to throw. Yeah, you know, if right now you're okay because the Bengals are up, but as soon as Pittsburgh gets their act together, they're gonna start throwing, and Bengals will be hitting TO more than Cedric Benson. What do you think about that, Brian?
I definitely agree. Actually, Cedric Benson is not a good start today, from what I understood. T.O. is probably going to score some points, probably Chad Ochocinco, but I definitely think T.O. is going to get at least one touchdown, probably get you 10 or 11 points today.
Right. I'm playing Lamar Woodley right now, and he's not doing nothing. What the heck is up with this guy in Pittsburgh? So I don't think the Bengals are probably not even running it too much right now if Lamar Woodley doesn't have any tackles.
No, Pittsburgh's due for a loss. Cincinnati plays them pretty tough. And Jacksonville right now is driving. They're on, I think, Maurice Drew's got 7 rushes for 23 yards. And we got a 2nd and 10. Ooh, look at the Raiders D all over it, man. They are ripping him apart.
Oh, Raiders, let's go.
Real Gerard. Look at Houston going crazy. Thinking he just saw Truby's mom, Misha's mom. That's why he's going nuts.
Hey, that guy hung up. What happened to him? He's gone.
Who, Misha?
Yeah, Misha's gone. Call back, Misha. 714-694-4150, baby. Call back. Anybody else? We're still here. The games are almost through the first quarter, but we're still here. 714-694-4150. We are your red zone every touchdown, every hour. Atlanta 14, Carolina 0, Cincinnati 7, Pittsburgh 0, Green Bay 0, Detroit 0. Well, that's something that's different. Wouldn't you be expecting a score in Detroit by now?
Yeah. Green Bay, if they don't win this, they're playing for their lives right now. I mean, you got the Saints, you got the Falcons, you got Giants, Eagles. I don't know if they would even make the playoffs. The Bears, I mean, they better get it together. David Garrard, 3rd and 22, launches it. Nope. Raiders.
So what do you think about we think about Houston over the Rams? Over the Ravens. What do you think about the Ravens? You think it'll be an upset? You think Houston will beat the Ravens?
Where's the game being played?
They're playing I think they're playing in Baltimore.
No, I like the Ravens.
No, they're playing in Houston.
Yeah, it could possibly be an upset. I mean, Houston, they're out of the playoffs. I mean, it's Monday night. I don't know when the last time Houston was on Monday night. I mean, they were on Thursday last week.
I mean, the Ravens are still the Ravens where their main thing is defense. The Ray Rice hasn't produced a whole hell of a lot. Flacco hasn't really done too much. I think they're winning most of their games on defense. Houston's the other way. They got Andre Johnson. They got Arian Foster. They got a whole bunch of offensive threats. So I think it's definitely not going to be a shootout. It's going to be a real close game. And Houston could pull it out in the end and beat the Baltimore Ravens. And the Ravens are 8-4. What do you think about that, Brian?
I would love to see the Ravens lose. Again, it's going to be a tough game. What's Bowler going to do? I mean, they got Bolden. They got TJ. They got You know, Heaps is, I think, might be questionable. I mean, Houston has a good team. Matt Schaub's a pretty good quarterback, and they got Johnson and Owen Daniels, and they got a pretty good defense. They just haven't performed like people expect. But anything given on Monday night, anything can happen. I think Monday night, Houston will give them a pretty good shot. I mean, who thought the Raiders are going to come to Jacksonville and possibly win this one? Wow, McFadden with another run, first down. McFadden's on the ground. I'll tell you, man, the Raiders, if they would have started Jason Campbell against the Dolphins, he might have beat us. He's a way better quarterback.
I don't know, bro. Jason Campbell has been up and down, maybe if they would have brought him in after the second quarter or something, then he would have went off. But I think if they would have started him, that Dolphins defense was just clicking that day. That was terrible.
Yeah. No, it was. And, I mean, I think our defense is one of our – Al Harris is out for the year. I mean, we had a lot of injuries. I mean, if we went out, we might even make the playoffs, which is sad. Wow, Zach Miller right there, first down, Raiders. Spread was 4. Vegas knew something that the Raiders could possibly win this one. And it looks like a flag might be a holding penalty. I wonder where Troops went. That's unusual. I hope he's all right.
Still no scoring. Still no scoring green in Detroit.
We got Washington. We got bets going on, kind of going some yardage here.
Washington, Tampa Bay have no score.
Yeah.
Liddell Betts. Is that what you said? They got Liddell. I thought Liddell Betts was from Houston.
Liddell Betts, I think, is from Washington, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
I don't know right now, man.
But I'm playing McFadden. He has one reception touchdown, 13 yards. He has 15 points already. Roddy White has nine yards. He only has one reception. They got to get him more into the game. Matt Ryan has 60 passing yards, 4 rushing yards right now, 1 touchdown. Maurice Morris, 21 rushing yards, 1 reception, and 6 receiving yards. 1 reception for 6 yards right now.
Ryan Terrain has 12 rushes for 126 yards, guys.
Right now?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
And the score is 0-0?
That's what it says, yep. Wow, first down. Man, I'll have to look that up. That's what I just read.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. Not today. Right now, 12 rushes for 120. That must have been a different game.
Oh, it's today's game, I think.
They have no score in that game. And they just started.
I don't know how it could be possible, too. I mean, it said 126 on there. 12
lessons. Hold on. Let
me see. Wow, Jason Campbell just got sacked.
Ryan Terrain. Let's go right now. Week 14.
Ryan Terrain's number 46, by the way. You're right. That's his plays for someone else. He just. First and goal.
Oh, my God. You're right. Ryan Terrain has 126 rushing yards right now.
Wow, look at this.
1 reception for 7 yards, and how come there's no score in that game? What's going on there?
I had no keys. 138 yards now for 13 rushing yards.
How come this guy has so many yards and no score, not even a field goal?
There he goes to Ryan Terrain again. Wow. Because they missed the 34-yarder. So anybody that has Ryan Terrain, guys, you look it up.
And Ryan Terrain is actually a free agent in my league, and I could have picked him up, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's great. That's what it goes to show you, guys. You never know who's going to come out. He might run for 300 today. And if he scores a touchdown right here, wow, he's going to get at least 20 points right here. It's only the second and first half.
He has 14 points right now.
14 points total.
That is crazy. James Starks finally got the ball. Yay. 9 rushing yards for James Starks. Thank you.
So everybody who's playing fantasy, that works.
That's the way we do it, man. That's the way we do it. Hey, Brian, I'm going to watch the games. We're gonna reconvene this next week. Everybody who called in.
I think the show's starting to get some callers. So.
Oh man, we got that guy from he's from Snow 7. He was going to. He's listening on Blog Talk. We got Bronco X Woes in the chat room. He's still there. Thank you for listening. Let me see. Come on, Tower. Go. He wants Tower to go to Denver. When Tang Yali gets fired from the Bills.
I think Cowher's going somewhere. Maybe kid. There's so many jobs.
Now,
out there.
Now this is a big thing. Who was that coach in Florida that just gave it up?
Urban Meyer.
I think Urban Meyer is going to be the next coach of the Denver Broncos. Bronco
no
Wolves.
Way. He left because of health reasons. He'll have a heart attack.
I think he's gonna go. I think he's gonna do that. Hold on, we have another call. We have another caller. Here we go. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Hey,
who's this? Oh, what's up, Brian? Oh man, what? How you doing today, man? Ryan Terrain is available in our league, and he's going off. Just Ryan Terrain has 136 yards rushing right now, and they still have 0 points.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I can't understand that.
He has 14.07 points right now, and they just started the second quarter. That's ridiculous. You know what I was going to tell you, Brian? I knew Tammy wasn't going to do nothing, but I was scared of Pierre Garçon, and he went off on me.
Well, you still got Foster and Jones Drew to handle. I don't think you're pulling this one out, buddy.
Man, it's
wow.
Brian. Hey, the other Brian. Hey, and the other Brian that hosts with me, this is the Brian I'm playing. We're head to head right now in our playoffs, and this is our. He was upset because I beat him the first time, you know, but he's trying to. He thinks he got it this time. I'm gonna knock you out, Brian. You might as well go get you a triple play. Go crawl under some houses and get on some poles. Then just forget about fantasy football this week.
You ain't gonna do it.
And a running the terrain again. Wow, look at that touchdown! No, I missed it.
Yeah, so
down and running it.
This is what you got right now. MJD has 23 rushing yards and 3.37 points at the end of the first quarter. London Fletcher has 3.5 points right now, and you're leading me 37-19, and that's mainly because of Pierre Garçon.
Yeah, but I'm looking at your team. None of your team is doing anything right now.
Yeah,
all,
I mean,
all your offensive players.
James Starks has 9 rushing yards. He has 0.9 points. LeGarrette Blount, 31 rushing yards. And they're in the second quarter.
Wow.
Finally picked up a couple of tackles.
24-yard field goal.
And Desmond Bishop has 5.5 points. I have 19 points. I think I'm going to actually give you a run, Brian. This might come down to Monday night. And if you look at our optimal lineup, it's the same. The same exact thing as we have right now. So, man,
yeah,
I'm glad. Have you been listening the whole time?
Just to count your pickup of Suggs, I picked up two. I had picked up a Monday night player, so now I have three versus your one.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen you got Arian Foster, you got Lawrence Tynes, and you got Terrell Thomas. Who the hell is Terrell Thomas?
He's a DB for the Giants, man. He's been putting up about 8 points a game. The whole season. So I just picked him up just because he's playing Minnesota and hoping Farge went through some interceptions.
Man, you know, and I was, you know, last week I got so lucky. I was playing whoever has the 1-10 in our league. Who is that guy? Jonathan's team?
Yeah, I don't know. He said he was good and he just fell apart. He didn't even try.
Yeah, he was playing a couple guys on IR. And I was happy because I played Percy Harvin last week and he was hurt.
Yeah, you're playing Eddie Royal this week, man. That's a gamble right there.
Well, I had to play him because Percy Harvin is hurt. I didn't have another option, and I didn't get a chance to pick anybody up. So it was either play Eddie Royal or let me see who was my other guy. Oh, I went to the wrong one. I don't even think I had another receiver because I picked up so many running backs this week. So Brian, what's your tell everybody who's listening because you're live right now. What is you? Obviously, I'm going to give you props because you know fantasy football. What is your how do you do it? What do you do when you think? Because you've always come up with these crazy guys that just go off, like a Arian Foster last year and who was your big running back last year that went off? You came up with the first one I think that had Ray Rice that went off.
Yeah, I may have had him. I don't know. I just hit the books, man. I sit there and I break down.
Wow, touchdown, Jacksonville, Jennings.
Yes, thank you.
I don't understand Jacksonville, man. Every time they get in the red zone, they take Drew out and put Jennings in, or they run a QB sneak with the QB. I don't understand it. They don't give it to Drew.
You know why? Because you're playing the backbreakers, baby. So you hit the book the beginning of the season, you hit the books, and then you just come up with these crazy picks, and then you put the picks on, you make the draft day a day when you don't have to work but everybody else has to work.
Oh, it's not a lot of you and your coworker. I mean, you're the only two in the league that have to work on that day. Everybody else is free. The 14-man league and two players, you know, are working. I can't justify a change of date for that.
You did it last year, man. You did it last year. And I didn't make the playoffs last year, but you did it this year, and I made the playoffs, so I can't complain. I just roll with the flow, man.
As far as Foster goes, man, if you look back at last year, the last four games, he was dominant. And knowing that that Slayton wasn't going to do anything in the preseason, and he just wasn't showing much, and I rolled the dice with Foster. I didn't take him until, like, the third round.
Right, yeah. But what about when Ray Rice – because wasn't that you that brought out Ray Rice, right?
It could have been. I don't remember last year's team, but I just know I didn't win, even though I was first place all throughout, and I lost in the first round. It was horrible.
Yeah, that's – you know, and I'm hoping that's going to be a horrible to you, too, again this week. If MJD just keeps getting these little rushes, you got Larry Fitzgerald. Golly.
Larry Fitz, man, he's got that rookie QB throwing to him. It's his hit or miss with Champ Bailey on him. I'm not confident in that guy at all. But Mike Williams, he's banged up during the week, so I didn't start him either.
Right. But so Matt Forte, and last time me and you played, Matt Forte was the guy I was scared of, and he didn't do nothing.
Yeah, he killed me, man. He could not get an end zone. I think you gained like 4 points.
Yeah, I barely beat you, but the only thing, how many, you have five losses, and I'm glad to say that I'm one of them.
Yeah, so you're going to become my ninth win after the day.
Patrick Chung, wow. You know, I'd had Patrick Chung, and I dropped him because he wasn't producing or he got hurt or something. What made you go out and pick him up? What made you go out and pick up Patrick Chung?
Because he's been a special teams player that's getting a lot of points that way, but lately, like, he hasn't done much, but I don't know. They're playing in the snow today, so hopefully he can block a field goal or two.
Right. Okay. So this is the question that I wonder about. You know, we have our league where we get points for all the returns. How can we find out what books do you go to? How do you know when the best thing I think is because we have our defensive guys. If you can find a cornerback that returns punts, that would, like, be the ultimate player for your defensive guy. And
well,
how many cornerbacks in the league return punts?
If you go to NFL.com and you look up the turn yards and who's leading it, you can see what position they play. That's how I tell for defensive players. I know Josh Wilson was doing it for a little while.
Oh, wow. Hold on, let me... Okay, go ahead, Brian.
So just go on NFL.com and look at the return yards, and you can figure out who's who's doing what as far as getting the yardage and what position they're playing. That's how I tell who's returning punts.
Right, right. And I mean, I do that. That's kind of how I pick up people and drop people is like that. That's how I came with, I think, like a great defensive guy. Steven Tolick had a, you know, he only had 8 points this game, but usually he's been breaking off like 15, 16 points a game. And so I think that's how I came up with just running four linebackers instead of cornerbacks because I'm not getting a lot of interceptions. But these guys are getting them single tackles, and that's a point every tackle. And if they're right in the middle, then they're just going to rack up them tackles.
Yep, definitely. I take it that way. You know that you start the defensive end. Yeah, some games he's going to have that 20-point outing, but it's not going to be consistent. I'd rather take consistency over the big games any day.
Right, right, definitely. And I go back when I'm looking for somebody I'm going to pick up. I go back into the history. I do the last week that we played, then I do the overall. And then I switch the fan points to see I go from the highest points to the lowest points. And then I read through the stats and figure out who has what.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely you got to rule out those high point games. And because, you know, anybody can get a touchdown on defense, and that raises the points a little bit. But you're just looking for that constant 7-8, and then with that bust out game with a, you know, 10 or 15 points that way.
Right. Definitely. So what do you think? How do you think my move was today? Did you see who I started? I sat Ronnie Brown and LT for LeGarrette Blount, James Starks, who is a bust right now, and Chris Ivory.
I don't like Ivory. I think Ivory's not going to do very well. They got too many running backs carrying the ball, especially with Pierre Thomas coming back this week. If it was me, I wouldn't have started Ivory. Probably James Starks. I don't know. You know, it's just one game, and he's not getting any goal line catches. So he's just playing in between the 20s. I don't like that guy either as far as producing. At least Blount's getting the goal line carries for now. But you never know. They've been taking him out recently because he hasn't been able to get it done.
All right. Yeah, he hasn't been able to get it done on the 1 yard line, and he just fumbled. So LeGarrette Blount has a fumble for me, so that brings him down to 2.4 points. You know, you're still stagnant at 39, and I'm up to 22. So I'm just hoping that I could get in right there and just I'd rather just go neck-to-neck with you for the rest of the time and hope Drew Brees just beats the shit out of John Kitna in points.
Ryan Terrell is trying to get in the end zone. Nope.
So is your day
how
busy
many leagues
today?
Did you get in this year?
I got in three of them. And this is the only one I made the playoffs. I'm in another one with the Decepticons, and I'm in the losers playoff. But I have Darren McFadden, and he's going off. He already has 20 rushing yards, 69 reception yards, and one touchdown. Maurice Morris.
You actually set your team up in a losers bracket.
Yeah, because I'm playing.
You know what?
I think this team is the same team that I played last week because look who I'm sitting. I'm sitting Brandon Tate, Tim Hightower, Brad Smith, and Braylon Edwards. So I don't know. I might have just moved on and had these same guys, but I'm playing Hakeem Nicks. I think I did set this game.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I played in four leagues this year. Three of them I'm the start of the playoffs, and one of them, if I win this week, I'm in the playoffs because the other guy's facing the number one team and he's going to lose. But man, that has been the most frustrating league I've ever been in. I have a stat team and I cannot win.
And what league is that? In our league?
No, this is a league my other buddy ran. But it's a non-PPR league. But you can listen to this lineup. This lineup I have.
I remember when you showed me.
I think I might have showed you that one. I have Manning.
I think you showed me like
John
as soon
Jackson.
As you. Yeah.
I got ahead. Ocho, Rice, Jones-Drew, Manning Hall, Tony G, Jamal Charles, Harvin, Steven Jackson, and I'm 7-6. It baffles me why I can't win.
You know, I had the same thing. I was in a Facebook league with a whole bunch of my old high school friends. You know, I went in there thinking I was a shit. You know, I'm playing with real fantasy football guys at work. You know, you guys are really, everybody's into it, and we all get into it. And I play against these guys, and I went on a 6-game losing streak. Started with the person that was 0-6. She beat me, and then everybody beat me since then. And then I was just out. It was terrible.
Yeah, it definitely happens a lot, man. You can have a good team, but if they ain't playing together, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's one thing I've learned about fantasy football. I mean, I'm hoping I could beat you and I could move on to the next round, and then shoot, I'm gonna have to play Sam or somebody or Dan who's on a tear.
Yeah, if you beat me, you're playing Dan, but I'm hoping I beat you. I'm hoping I win my league so I don't have to shell out any money and you know, win one or two of these other leagues.
Wow, McFadden just scored another touchdown.
Look,
14-7.
Yeah, good. So, well, the good thing, Brian, if I end up winning the league, you could pay me like I pay you.
Oh, in payments?
You maybe be like, don't you owe me $20 more? Yeah, next week. Every Wednesday,
yeah,
I get $20.
I'll break it down into 6 payments. You know, give you $30 a check.
Every Wednesday, I see you. We get, here's another $20. That's funny. All right, so are you busy?
I gotta get out of here. I gotta go hit up another job in Moraga.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're out there and I'm not. Well, thanks for calling in, man. I know you listen every week, and thanks. We'll be here again next week. Even if I'm not playing next week, we'll still be here. So you can call in, you can brag, and all that.
All right, definitely. If I win, you'll hear from me next week, and all your listeners will start listening to me for fantasy advice.
We'll make that happen, Brian. All right, have a nice day, man. I hope it rains on you.
All right, take it easy.
All right, bye. All right, Brian. So, man, this is getting good, huh? We're getting callers.
It is. It's this is. Are you in a money league? A lot of Raiders.
Yeah. That's a money league right there.
Oh, you're in one. I didn't know you were in one. How much?
We just pay. We play. There's 14 of us, and we all put in $20 each, and the winner takes all.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah. So. It's cool. Bronco X. Hey, Bronc X, I want to tell you thanks for being in here in the chat room. Brian, I'm about to go watch these games next week.
7-7, the Redskins just scored 7-0 on fumble.
Right. That's, I thought you just told me that McFadden scored. He didn't score.
No, he didn't. But they're trying to score here. It's second and 9 on the 5-yard line, but
man, I have to go down here because I have to watch. I have to watch Green Bay because James Starks has to start doing something. I think. I don't know what's
going on with the Packers today. They can't beat Detroit. It's still 0-0. Are you serious? Wow.
It's still 0-0
over Tampa. Tampa Bay is going. They're not that good. It was a great play, fourth down. I mean, they went for it. They faked it. Terrain has 139 yards. Ooh, wow. Go around. Ford just got sacked. Field goal time. Raiders, 10-7. Green Bay, 0-0. Detroit.
Hey, Bronco X Wolves, where you at? What city are you in? Hit me on, tell me in the chat room. This guy, he's been in the chat room all day. Do you have a computer yet, Brian? Did you get a computer yet?
I have one tomorrow.
Cool. And, hey, I just want to tell everybody who's listening, because I know, thank you, everybody, for listening, because our numbers are going up. Every week we're getting more and more listeners, and people are starting to call in, and they say you get 1 out of 3 people who listen actually call the show. So we've had about 3 or 4 callers today. So, you know, that's – oh, man, this guy is – He's in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. What's up, Nova Scotia, Canada? That's where he's listening to our show at, in Canada.
Wow.
You know, what's up, Nova Scotia? Shout out to everybody out there, especially Bronco Expos. So what makes you a Bronco fan if you're in Canada?
Wow.
I'm talking to him, and he's typing it back on the thing. That's great. Doesn't that make you feel good, Brian? We got people all over the world
does.
Listening to us.
The show's just going to venture off and off. I want one in people's cars. And, you know, once football's over, we still got, Tampa Bay's about to score here. Freeman, touchdown. Wow. Look at that.
Touchdown who?
Williams, I think, just caught it. Or Ben. Someone from Tampa caught it. Number 17.
26-yard field goal for Oakland Raiders. But, yeah, you know, that makes me feel real good that we're getting a lot of people that are starting to that are starting to listen and tune in and get in the chat room. I go on Blog Talk a lot, and I listen to, like, RD Fantasy guys. Those guys are great. They know their football. Bronco, he just seen the Broncos in the 80s, became a fan. And, hey, if you're loyal to your team, then, hey, you go for your team all the way. I'm a diehard Raider fan. I'm a loyal Raider fan. And I never doubt anybody else who's loyal to their team. Bronc X Woes, thanks again for tuning into the show and being part of the chat room. And I hope you made the playoffs. And next week we'll talk more about it. Brian, you can call in. Brian, if you ain't doing nothing at Tuesday night in the evening – give me a call. Call in. If you ain't doing nothing on Tuesday, we're doing Top 10 Tuesdays. We're playing the hottest music.
Okay.
I got these record labels on board with me, and I'm getting all their music. So I'm breaking records on Tuesday nights.
Nice.
So all the hottest music. I got the new P. Diddy. I got a bunch of stuff in the Bay Area here.
What time on Tuesday nights?
Oh, he called me a hussy. Hey, you call me? Is that what they say in Canada? They call each other a hussy Tuesday nights. Hey, this guy, he said, "I'm a Raider fan. You a hussy." Congrats on the team this year.
Oh, he's talking smack. The Raiders are playing pretty good. We got 3rd and 6 right now. Freeman, what's what he does? Drop back. Is he going to pass the ball? Nah, he's going to try to throw an interception. Oh, he falls down. Touchdown.
Yeah, you know, Bronc X Woes, when we get enough money, going from this thing, I'm gonna personally fly you out here to a Raider Bronco game, but that might not be like 5-6 years from now. So
sooner anybody wants to help us sponsor, man, we will blow this out. We do special appearances, you know, meeting your kids,
definitely.
Sign autographs.
And, you know, if you want us to come broadcast live from your place. All
yeah.
you have to do is have an internet connection. We could bring we'll bring our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll broadcast live right there from your place. We'll tell everybody to come on down there. We'll tell everybody to call you. We'll get you hooked up. You could give me a call. The radio station number is 714-694-4150. But if you wanna be with me, you could email me personally, soulkitchenradio1@gmail.com. I answer all emails. Keep that on there, soulkitchenradio1@gmail.com. Let me know where you're at. If you want to fly us out to wherever you are, there's 4 of us. You can fly us all out there, and we broadcast the show live from your place and just eat up all your food and do our thing. Huh, Brian?
Yeah, take your women, not him. Nisha might try to take the men, but, you know, this is a Ukrainian pole stripper.
All right, man. Well, I'm out. I'm going to watch football, man. You have
I'll
a nice day.
Too, hit me up later.
Enjoy your time out there in Florida. I'll talk to you on. I'll call you on Tuesday.
Okay, sounds good, man.
All right, peace. Soul Kitchen Radio. We're out.